een van mijn favorieten van de laatste LP, Rumor Inside. One of my favorites of your last album. It's beautiful. It's so beautiful. Goosebumps. Really. We listened to the list of songs that Mr. Van Zandt took for today, like Elvis Presley, Bob Dylan, Rolling Stones, and Bruce Springsteen. Mm-hmm. You took The Band as one of your first songs, and we played it a few minutes after 11 o'clock. Mm-hmm. The next one on the list is the Neville Brothers. Why them?
I think if The Band were the great band of the 70s, I think they were, actually. You know, great singers, great instrumentalists, great songs. I think the Neville Brothers are probably the great band of the 80s and 90s.
Really?
Yeah, I think they're the best live band, you know. Phenomenal rhythm section, you know, wonderful singers, you know, good songs.
Yeah.
Kind of iffy guitar player, you know. Apart from that, you know, of all the bands I've seen, you know, you know, in the last 10 years, they're probably the most exciting.
One of the number one musicians in his life, in Mr. Van Zandt's life, mm-hmm. was Hank Williams. Mm. I suppose you're a bit younger than Mr. Van Zandt.
Ooh. Who's to say?
But
let's not go into that.
But
yeah, well, Hank Williams. Well, I probably didn't hear Hank Williams until about 1966. But then he made a considerable impression on me, and I think a lot of other people. He was, he might be, you know, the greatest songwriter in the English language in this century, you know.
But he's not the most important one for you.
No, but the music I grew up with, you know, which kind of British traditional music, it's very close to country music. Country music is very influenced by Appalachian music, mm-hmm. which was settled by the Scots and the Irish. And the tunes sound much the same, you know, country tune is, you know, and a Scottish tune is, you know, it's the same difference, you know. So Hank Williams is kind of very close to what I know anyway.
Yeah. And well, the music of the Neville Brothers is the, let's call it, perfect melange of everything.
Well, it's a great mixture of styles. Yeah. New Orleans is the great musical melting pot, so, you know, you have all kinds of things chucked in there. I think, you know, growing up in England, you know, growing up in Northern Europe, I think I'm always conscious of a lack of rhythm, you know, in native British music. You know, you ask British people to clap along, and then they clap on the on beat. You know. Da 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 da, da da da, you know. But I think Northern Europeans have to be taught how to swing, you know. The younger people get the idea much quicker, you know, that they know what's hip and cool. But I think, you know, that kind of African influence is very very useful for us Nordic types, you know. So you know, listening to New Orleans music for me is great. You know, I get great ideas musically, you know, and I could put it in with whatever I know.
Yeah, for instance, to Fire on the Bayou.